We'll end today's show with the last piece in our series, The Money Diaries, which features young people from Oakland talking about their relationships with money. Today, we'll meet Jabari Omari, who's a high school senior. For Jabari, leaving high school comes with an emotional burden few young people have to face. His mother died after a stroke several years ago. In her will, she left him insurance money, but he can't access it until he's 21. So until then, he's applying for college scholarships and trying to figure out how to become an adult on his own.
Hey, it's Jabari Omari, and it is Thursday at 5:06. Just up, getting ready for school. Close to 6. I'm just here scrambling. Update my iPod. Find a song that I want to listen to. So pretty much how I start my day.
You know we got it going, you know it. You know we got it going, you know it. Take a minute to listen to what we're talking about.
No type of drama, we got a message.
We're letting out.
I live in San Leandro with my brother. He is 25. He does act like a parent figure to me. He stepped in when he needed to, and I appreciated that. Well, I live in San Leandro, but I go to school in Oakland. I have to commute to school for about 2.5 hours on bus just to get there on time. So, close to the last 2 months of my freshman year, my mother passed away. I was devastated. I was hurt. I wasn't really able to believe what was going on at the time. I had dreams leading up to that. I had nightmares of her being harmed, and I felt that that was a way that God was letting me know I need to become closer to my mother. I found out the hard way what those dreams meant. My mother is no longer here with me. That, you know, this is your time to grow up and learn how to be independent and not be attached, because I was a mama's boy. I was in so much pain. I mean, you know, you feel alone. Even though people have your back, they care for you, they look out for you, just to wake up and never see her again, or only see her in your dreams, or look at a picture, it hurts. It hurts so much. In her will that my mother left, she said that the insurance money would go to me. And for me to get this money, it's, most people think of it as, oh, you know, you're getting money, go ahead and spend it, but also save it. But I don't think of it as a really good thing to be happy about, because it came at a cost. For me to get this insurance money, it cost me my mother. And most people say, you know, don't feel that way, but I would not be getting this money if she was still alive. I would still have her presence, her smile, and her love. I don't have the same look on how everything is anymore. Yeah, I've been trying to financially support myself so I can do great things. I'm recently going to graduate soon, and you know, I have to ask my brother, can he pay for my cap and gown, my tassel, and senior pictures, senior class ring, and like senior trip, and all these expenses. I feel like I'm freeloading when I should be playing my part. Even though I haven't been 18 for a while, I just know that it comes with challenges. But personally, I would like to choose to stand on my own 2 feet and be a man about my business and just, you know, live life the way my mother would have wanted me to live it. Not cradled up and bitter and sad all the time, but grown up, mature, working, living on my own, and making my other siblings and family proud.